Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a mighty God, and He loves us. And He loves us enough to do wonderful things for us, save us, bless us, teach us, help us, guide us, and speak to us in our heart. The woman at the well heard Jesus say that if you drink the water that I give you, you will have living water, a well of living water in you, springing up into everlasting life. This, my friend, is the Holy Spirit within. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is for works. That's what they received in Acts chapter 2. And also Jesus said that they would receive it in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He said, wait here till you be endued with the power that's on high. But before that, when he appeared to his disciples, he breathed on them. And just like Henry Grouper said, that's the second time the Lord breathed on man from the time God made Adam. And Jesus said, receive you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit within. And then the Holy Spirit upon. Now in John chapter 7, he talked about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How there would be rivers of living water. You know, rivers of living water, that's for others. But the Lord will speak to you personally in your heart. You have a new spirit. So the Holy Spirit can live inside your new spirit. And He will guide you into all truth. We don't get saved without the work of the Holy Spirit. We hear the word, we receive it, and it becomes faith. And the Holy Spirit helps it become faith to us. He helps us realize the nature and character of God. And those who soften their heart, they receive that word and they respond. And they know that this is not a fairy tale. This is not make-believe. This is real. See, the word of God is alive. It's real. And it works. Somebody say, how you know the Bible's true? It works. If you work it, it works. If you receive it in your heart and apply it in your life, it works. Some people will say, well, I believe God and didn't get healed. Well, a lot of people, they believe it, but they didn't believe it. Jesus said, if you believe and doubt not in your heart. Now, if you go back, you believe it, and sometimes people have real faith, they believe it. But it don't take but a crumb of doubt to make it all not work. Because you got to believe and not doubt inside your heart. And watch this. Now, every believer has the measure of faith, the God kind of faith. And if they persist, they can get healed. But they're not always skilled at it. And the Word of God, see, if you didn't have a worldly reference, you would have no roots of doubt, no seeds of doubt growing with the Word. We've been introduced to the world before we were introduced to God. And the world don't believe God. They don't expect anything from God. They look at God, they treat God like a king or a president, a leader, the kind of leaders they're used to. And our kind of leaders don't go around healing people and blessing people. Some of them are good and honorable. But some of them, they'll do anything to stay in power. God's not trying to stay in power. He is power. He's life. He don't need your vote. You need His. and he voted on you. He sent His only begotten Son to die for all of us. He voted on you. He elected to save us all. But we have to believe. He cannot let sin into heaven. That's why the Lord sent His only begotten Son to get us out of sin. But if people willingly jump back to sin, go back to sinning, they can exclude themselves. And living in a contrary, godless world, that can happen. But our countermeasures is the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, they help us grow up. You know, pastors help people raise. They're like parents. They help you raise. They get you to a point of maturity so you can be useful. Teachers teach you things so that you can destroy all doubt. Evangelists help you get saved in the first place. They are anointed to help people get saved, and they work miracles to get people's attention. And then and prophets, they prophesy to give you guidance, help you see what's going to happen if unless you change course, or let you know what God is doing. And you have to pay attention to the teachers and the prophets. And then the apostles, they set things up. They do whatever God give them to do. And they can function in any office. And they can, you know, God send them places to do specific things. And they're not like other ministers. They do what God give them to do. They do strange assignments sometimes. But if you don't cookie cutter your ministry, every ministry have its own uniqueness. Now, my pastor brought it out to me first, that about the Holy Spirit within and the Holy Spirit upon. Within is for you, for your guidance, for your understanding, your personal life, your relationship with the Lord. Upon, that's for others. Now, I want to share something about how that works. For me, the Lord guide me to help me to rescue me, help me know what's going on, keep me from walking into traps, and also to help me walk into blessings. The Holy Spirit upon. Sometimes, if you notice, the word of the Lord will come to the prophet saying something. They wasn't praying, they wasn't asking for it, they didn't even expect it. And the Holy Spirit will come to them saying. Now, when this happens, that's the Holy Spirit upon. I didn't do any work. I didn't put forth any effort to learn the things that I learned when the Holy Spirit is dealing with me for others. When it's time for me to minister, he put words in my mouth. But I studied the word so that he'll have something to work with. The Holy Spirit within, when I asked the Lord my questions, he talked to me personally. The Holy Spirit upon, he prepared me for whatever's ahead for others. It's not for me, it's for others. And I can include myself by receiving the word. I know what he said, and all I got to do is receive it. And if I receive it, I can get it. Yeah, I enjoy when the Lord come to me teaching me something. And I try to always be a good steward and receive it, because I'm not receiving just for me. I'm receiving so I can be a blessing to others. A lot of the information I get, it comes without my knowledge of it, without my putting forth it. I just study the word so that when he do that, I can receive it. If you have a healthy study of the word, you're good stewardship. You can't beat good stewardship. If you study the word, you're giving the Holy Spirit something to work with, something to train you with. And when you do, you can receive what he's saying and you can go forward and not backwards. You can do good and not bad. You can be blessed and go forward. So when you love God and you can learn things you normally could not learn. Whether he's giving you information for others and whether he's giving you information for you. That's why it's so important to encourage people when the Lord give them something like that. Sometimes Christians can get, I've noticed that people can get jealous when the Lord give you something. But he didn't do it because you're smarter than them. Well, I'm not smarter than anybody else. This is for anybody. The knowledge of God is, we all are. Remember this, when the word is taught right, the people that went to Bible college and put forth the effort to learn, they teach everybody. And there are children in elementary school that can hear it and benefit from it and keep it. Now, what it took them a long time to learn, they learned it in one Sunday. or one Wednesday, or whenever they went to church, or whenever they heard the tapes. And some people are wise, they get the tapes and listen to them again and again to get it in their heart. We ought to have, you know, when you listen to your pastor, even though you hear him all the time, there were some things that he said that I know I didn't have, and I wanted a better grip, so I went and got the CD and listened to it again and again. And I do the same thing with other ministers. Some things stand out more than others. We need it all, folks. It's what you do with what God gives you. It's not how much money you make, it's what you do with what you have. And some people are, they make a lot of money, but they're terrible stewards. Some people don't make much money, but they're genius stewards. When it comes to stewardship, they're just a genius at it. And they can take an $8 an hour job and do better than most people that makes 33 times as much. So it's time for us to go forward. We have to be wise with the counsel of God. The Holy Spirit within will talk to you. We're not wilderness wandering children of God. A lot of times people have, they still expect to wander the wilderness. That's people coming out of Egypt. And they didn't know God. God had to let them wander the wilderness because he couldn't bless them yet, because they were too hard-hearted. But some of them became soft-hearted and they complied. Out of the whole nation, only two people made it into the promised land. The rest of them, they had to die out in the wilderness. Moses ran out of time, so he didn't get to go because of them. Moses could have went. It would have been better if they would have got on board with God. It would have been better, you know, Moses knew what to do. He would have driven out the Canaanites if the people had just gotten on board with it. But that generation, they had too much Egypt in them. They didn't disconnect with it. The same thing happens to us if we don't disconnect with the world. Every time you learn something from the Lord, it helps you disconnect with the world. You're connecting to God and disconnecting from the world, so that when you pray, it will happen and you won't have missed targets. When you believe God for something, you get it like you're supposed to. And you don't give up. You don't get bluffed out of the blessings of God by Satan and the wiles of the devil and the world. The wiles of the devil and the world system is the same thing. It's no different. People acting like Satan. But when you come to the Lord, you come as you are, but it's your responsibility to grow up. And not saying that you're not. I don't like to accuse people. I believe in you. I believe in everybody. I believe in the people that hear these broadcasts. I believe in every child of God. And I know for a fact, with everything that God has given us, you can win. You can go forward. You can take the kingdom of God as yours and be blessed. You can do this. And God is not wrong. He will not do you wrong. He will not guide you astray. He will guide you into all truth. But you have to disconnect with the world so you can enter your promised land. Now Joshua took them in. But Joshua had to study God's word day and night in order to do it. He got them in there. But they didn't finish driving out all the Canaanites. That was a huge task. They should have did that. That should have been their first priority. But they started. But some people got in the land and got comfortable, and they didn't drive out the Canaanites. And the Canaanites were like thorns in their sides and smoke in their eyes. That's why you have to disconnect with the world just like you connect with God. Every time you learn something, it will help you to see greater things, and from there you can disconnect with the world. Disconnecting with the world is easy. You have to say, oh, that don't work. I drive it out of my life. And I do it this way. I say, I hate everything that's not like God. Everything that's not like God got to go. And then I started saying, I will do all that's in his heart. And last night I said, I will do all that's in his heart with great joy. I added great joy to it. I love God, and I will. People, when you listen to these broadcasts, I do a broadcast every day. And, you know, I can imagine people say, well, nobody does that. But this is Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost does. I used to wonder, what would happen if I had a chance to minister every day? What would happen? Most ministers minister every Sunday and Wednesday. All right, that's 104 times a year. Many pastors do that. And sometimes the revivals, so they may get another 7 or 8 days in. Or sometimes another 16 days in. They might do 2 revivals. But I said, what would happen if I ministered every day? Because when you use the anointing God gave you, you develop. It helps you develop. Iron sharpens iron. Even the word that we minister helps sharpen us. Sometimes while I'm ministering, the Lord will, just like when I'm minding my own business, trying to work and do my job, and he'll come to me saying something, teaching me something. And sometimes while I'm ministering, he'll give me a thought I never had before in my life. And sometimes I don't even know what he wants. He'll hold everything till I start talking and give me everything. He does things how he wants to. I begin to get comfortable doing it his way. And I tried to explain this for years. Follow God. Be adjustable to the Holy Spirit. Let him guide you. But people held to their traditions and the way that they thought it should be. And they kept doing it, and they didn't follow God the way God wanted them to. So when you don't follow God, you don't learn what's next. When you do follow God, you learn what's coming. You learn more. And everything you learn helps you to disconnect with the world. That's why when you read the story of the Exodus, how the Hebrews left Egypt, Israel left Egypt, you have to consider why God did it the way he did. He can't bless you in an unrenewed state. That don't happen. If you won't renew your mind, you're not going to be blessed in full. You'll be blessed in part. He had to feed them manna. And he fed them manna until they asked. They cried for meat. They could have just asked for it. They could have asked for whatever they wanted. But they didn't. They were so full of Egypt, they didn't think about, well, God loved me. He'll give me whatever I want. They didn't see him as a loving father. They saw him as a crazy Pharaoh. That's why they didn't trust him. See, the world system suggests that God is a certain way. And he don't like you. He just putting up with you. He loves you. The truth is, he loves you, he cares about you, and he wants you to know him. You are very important to him. And you are as important to him as Jesus. And if you can believe it, you can receive it. That's why we have to be faithful with holy things. And not get put aside. And stop downcasting ourselves and what God has done. Don't frown on the work. Don't look away from the work that God has done. Look to it. Develop properly. Develop truly. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Be more than a conqueror. You are. You've been made more than conquerors. Be more than a conqueror. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.